looks like really nothing. It looks like basically less than their stuff, but actually they've written a whole underlying different structure now, and if we hook it up with my display, then we should fairly easily for now get to a stage where we can like select individual segments and click on them and then play that part in a compressed way and display density information. Now at the moment the application is
We should probably set the sizes because that's such an easy thing to do.
yes, sure. So at the moment we have a dialog act window and a graphical display. I'm not
Are you
sure.
missing the sound?
No, the interesting thing is the sound came when I tried it last time after I had triggered off something by clicking on something.
Oh, there
Yeah,
it is.
there suddenly they come. Probably they're just slow in loading. And they don't have the buttons yet. So at the moment the display is still decoupled from it. It's loading your data. I'm not quite sure. Is this? It probably looks like Vera's data
That's Vera's data.
from the
I've
looks of
displayed,
it.
but the segments are just made up, aren't they?
Yeah, the segments are made up at the moment, but the code's there for integrating real segments. And this is summarized based on just Vera's data at the moment from some part of the meeting. So we're not loading the whole thing at the moment yet properly. But the important thing is this is summarized based on. I read that, I'm always pointing at my screen and you don't see. So this stuff is summarized based on leaf intensity measures. And we don't have the exact audio record for this, which really said we should have just copied it. So just to show, Dave has put a music file in there. And the music file is playing without gaps. That's because the way how we handle it at the moment is that Dave prepares an audio file, creates an audio file dynamically from just the chunks that we want to have. And that runs in sync with what we have in there. I'm not really sure why I'm making it loud, it's just. So we see that running along with the playing of the music, we see the highlighted dialog acts.
You can also control click on the dialog acts and it will play that section of the file as well.
Okay. So and that already this part here already is dynamically created. So let's just load it with adjustments then just to see a difference.
Yeah.
Where's
But that
the
one looks worse. Just you need to.
So which version of my data was it?
The
Not quite sure.
original, the very first one.
Yeah.
We were like doing this, we were just concerned with the whole.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter.
And Dave, where what am I looking for? Am I looking for a data manager? Where am I looking?
It'll be in the program.
Is it where the file names are? Is it
Where
here?
do I call your display?
Is it here where it's important to file?
No, it's on your display, where it calls which one to get, you just need to change a flag.
In my display.
I think it must be, unless I pass it.
How do you do the summary? Is it
In the summary, when the summary gets called in Program Manager, you can do it.
So, are you basing it on certain thresholds over a threshold?
Just
As
click on that.
okay.
Okay, so where do you say in
The
pro?
easiest thing is in Program Manager, where it makes the summary. It's probably the best place to do it.
Do you know where that is? Just about?
It'll be above that.
Above
It'll be down, it's going to be after the data manager's main.
in this main, in this
Yeah, in
routine.
that. Our new summary.
There's something read importance with a zero, and there's read word importance with a one.
Yeah,
So let's
I
swap
might
those
want to
around.
put it.
Hmm?
Maybe it'll be in the summary constructor then. Yeah, try the summary's constructor.
What's the difference? So this
Well,
is
it
really.
reads them into separate arrays, and then you can just change a flag to split them. We'll try to give that.
So let's just swap the file names around for now.
Yeah, if you want.
Would that crash anything? Oh yeah, and if we really leave a zombie, we have to file with it.
Yeah, I should make a new constructor that lets you set the flag.
So you have time this afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this shows, if we see anything at all, then we see at the moment at least that we're definitely having a different summary, just because we're having a different important measure. So you see that it does something like at the moment of
the old one, okay.
So if you think about how the old version happened, then you see it makes sense that words like prosody, just like a single, if that was the only utterance, that probably scored quite well and stuff. I have to get these buttons there.
Yeah. It's weird, on mine it can play.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't get the bar on the display working just yet. But that should be a small
one. And that's a very old one, brother. I think those S's and E's and suddenly single letters are because of the problem with my...
Yeah, no, this is very old. We just never bothered to update the stuff because we were working on. So we see that we have a very different density curve as well for this one. And... yeah, so from here we go, and it hopefully won't be too difficult to now, first of all, put the right segments in, put a sliding bar into this so that people see where they are. So I'm constantly touching stuff on my screen, I realize. And then make selections based on a segment. Now, what we're not quite sure is what's the best way for, like, how the summarizer works. Should it always compress a segment to a constant length or by a constant factor of time, or? What would you think, sort of, if there's a certain degree of summarization, what should be the constant? So always like a RELA, so it should always whatever reduce it to half the original.
Make more sense.
Because an alternative view would be that.
Well,
I guess that could be adapted. An alternative view would be that you could sort of make it that it always is the same length. So if you like, if the whole meeting is selected, it compresses the whole meeting to 5 minutes. Then if one segment, one topic is selected, then it plays this whole topic in 5 minutes. But that sort of, that gives people a bit less control over. So maybe we should do it instead that it, like, it, you can spend. What's there to discuss for today, though? What's there to talk about for today? We abandon the whole notion of seeing the whole one whole group as one single thing and just work on it.
Certainly for now.
Certainly for now, and probably for good. That means.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, you just got here for one meeting, but you need more at the moment. Well, from the point of us developing it,
everything for the same meeting at the moment? Like, are you all working on the same meeting?
Yes.
Did anyone ever check if that's actually a good meeting, like, or comparably to others?
I think it's a men's quite well,
unfortunately.
So you want to send Steve the prototype, and we should change the data. Where's the best place to put it? Do you take it from my directory, or do I have to put it in the? Yeah, but would you take it from my directory, or okay?
Speech tools through
even if you sort of, even if you do an hourglass at that moment, then, you know, even if it pauses for 10 seconds, well, that's tougher.
I don't think it could take that long.
I think we should just make sure that if it takes quite some time, that the clock doesn't start before, but that the audio on the clock runs things that are
sort of. You just start after some reason.
Yeah, there's a wait for command for an external call to make sure that the external thing is finished, because in general, like, that's sort of running parallel, I think. Yeah. I have some code for system calls, like, that handles the in and the output, if you need some of that.
I don't think I need.
Okay.
Because I'll just dump out the temporary file.
Okay, cool. I don't really know what to talk about. We have. So there's 1 week after my dissertation is over, before the presentation of the prototype, which I can work a lot on this, so that's good. Yeah, well, the graphic display will definitely have more information. If we're at the moment abandoning the concept of displaying the whole series of meetings, just because it's for us like more bureaucracy, more complexity, and it probably just won't give us any brownie points in the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think it will? I mean, do you
think,
like?
I think it might work, because Steve made quite a lot of weight on
not too difficult to do in sort of hack kind of way.
Well,
we can just treat it all
as one meeting,
one
yeah. Yeah, and then maybe have some basic information. Like if.
And we'll just create like a hard sentence at the start and end of each meeting, like ones that are red instead of black or something like that.
Yeah, so just a little bit of additional information in the display that knows we're meeting, freaking it over, and otherwise internally we treat it. Like, so we have continuous IDs for the segments. Yeah, that works.
So other than we'll just create a hard boundary in between each one, so you can see.
Yes, but apart from that, we don't really do anything different as before.
I mean, that's
quite
a cheap way to do it.
Yeah, I completely agree. So the only thing it would be that the display gets information about where they are and displays them as hard boundaries.
And what about this majority measure for segments?
So initially I thought it was sort of more a search functionality, that simply there's one button that says find similar segments,
mm-hmm.
and then in the same display where we display the search results from the search.
Okay, so
it can be displayed on the screen. Well, so you think displaying like an information about similarity to the select, like to a selected meeting, in to a selected segment in the other segments?
No, I'm just coming back to our initial idea of presenting some, you know, all the similar segments in, across meetings and separating them. So.
No, I think that's. I really don't want to do that, to be honest. It would be nice, but like.
It might be possible to do it in the summarizer.
Yeah, but it should appear as a continuous thing.
Yeah,
it
will still appear continuous on the display.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's worth much bother though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we do a similarity search and just like you say, find me similar segments, and then sort of like you have a list and you click on one of them and then you go to that segment, I think that's quite useful, even without displaying them sort of discontinuously.
So how will you display the search results?
Well, I was thinking of just like really just a more or less just imagine those are search results, you each of them sort of giving whatever. We should aim to get some names for segments, like just some extraction of something that we can call. And if it's just the single highest importance measure phrase of a segment, so that we have something to display for them. Like basically just a summarization down to one segment. And it would just be a list like this, and you click on one, and then you know, then the whole bureaucracy kicks in, like this gets the notification, this gets the notification. And then we could like we could sort of use the same thing for yours and mine, because yours would sort of give just the segment IDs, and mine would give the start segment IDs. So basically, this display would have information about a segment where something starts, maybe also something where something ends, like for mine, and some string that we pass to describe what it is. Wait, your search, what would it return? Would it return just the specific, like it would go right to the upper end, right?
Yeah, I suppose my search would return the offense, but you're searching for a word event index or a word in the offense.
Yeah, sure. So in your case, like it would basically, it would probably say the utterance here, or at least some part of it.
Yeah,
in my case, it would say some name for the segment, and then you would just click on it, and then like the whole thing would kick in.
Yeah.
You click on it, and the selection moves, and the display goes to that part. We have them with the speaker at the moment.
Well, with the speaker on the.
Okay.
So just someone could create a file with the speaker IDs and speaker names.
Just random.
I have that file.
Okay.
Yeah, I do that as well.
Where is it? Is it in the root?
It's in the data.
So what about?
Sorry, for the user at the moment it's ready to check dialogue that segment.
From the out of dialogue, I've not got any topic segments yet.
Yeah.
Just because I'm just out of dialogue, so you can get all the options.
So what about a general layout like this that we have here, the dialogue acts, and there the player, and here we'd have a search button and the similarity thing button.
Mm.
So I mean
where are we going to put the search results?
Good question.
If we move everything to the right a little bit, make a little bar on the left, like search results.
I think you probably we can leave those like iframes and just arrange them sort of.
Yeah. Like basically we'll get something to print out their location, so we'll arrange it in a nice little way.
Alternatively we'll have like the whole thing running already when we do the presentation and we just arrange it manually.
It's quite easy to do though, so I think we probably should.
Apparently Microsoft sometimes, or like at least in the past, did demonstrations where they just exactly knew which 5% of the system were working. And that's what we're gonna do as well. Has anyone ever seen anything from the other group? They've also scared. If anything, we build in a time bomb that only fails if the date is the date of the presentation. Yes, because we are nice people. But if this rate thing, do we have any direct control to that, or is that just directly controlling how fast it plays and sort of we can only...
It doesn't seem to work very well. It's capable of slowing down the audio, but speeding up doesn't seem to work at all.
That's a pity, because it looks like it's doing something.
You have to pause
it.
Okay.
Thank you.
applied bar is?
I would have to look at that code and see what it actually does. It seems it's really bizarre. It slows it down, but speed up or something like that. Also, that grasp of algebra is terrible.
Yeah.
On the edge, it should be minus 2 times, it should be half.
Sorry.
Something like their skipping, would it actually cooperate with our system at the moment? Would ours skip automatically forward?
It should do, but you put it on past the end of the call.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they've got the minus in the code as well, and then something is messed up.
I think it did do it.
The simple view that we get that you can just like pass things into and then check when they got clicked through.
Something that might be possible is if you could, like some applications when you open a file, you get like a little preview. If we could do something like that that displays like a fine line summary when you're about to open the file.
Couldn't the summarize? Oh no, then we would have to overwrite.
The summarize is quite good.
I mean,
it would
get
a
file.
I'm not convinced you'd get any kind of big corpus summary out of it.
In a sense, I mean, if we. Probably that would be the same thing that we also display up here, because I really think that having like some. But that would probably even be shorter than 5 lines. Like, really just getting. I think getting 1 or 2 best utterances for each segment would be really worthwhile. For the search results, I probably think that instead of a simple summary, something that displays the utterance where the word was like displays in a highlighted form where it was found.
Another quite good thing might be do you know how easy it is to apply tools to this thing?
To apply what?
This would be quite cool, so on the search result, you could give it each one a tool tip.
Well, alternatively, we could always have sort of a third small component, whatever, like if this was the search results, and then there's just like something else that's parked under it, and when mouse goes over this one, it triggers that one to display it or something.
But if we can get the tooltip.
No, tooltip is, I think, a fairly straight.
I think it should be quite easy.
Yeah, especially with a preview, we'll be able to get tooltip fairly simple because it's just a property of this.
Yeah, that's what we're
doing. I've never seen tooltips displaying several lines and stuff, because I wonder how good that'll look, but we can try that. Really? Wow. So far, only some tooltips of a few words. Now. But yeah, that should be fairly easy. Yeah, we will have. That's actually just going to happen today, and we will have proper segments as well. The thing I'm like, I have to find out how to do it without redrawing the display each time, because the display at the moment does take, you see, like it takes a fraction of a second to display, but probably too much to update it, to completely repaint the whole thing every second. So at the moment, I'm just, whenever it needs to be repainted, I'm not thinking about what to do and just repainting the thing as a whole. With a moving bar, that's not a good idea, but until I think of something better, what I'll just do is I'd probably not have a moving bar the whole length, but just some indicator somewhere, like whatever, just a triangle moving at the bottom for now or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can just like repaint a small area or something.
And the area could be smaller.
It's just one value. The height, it doesn't change in value, does it? So if you just remember the colour that it was last at, and you redraw a line behind it of that colour, and then
I have to find out the commands for like really just redrawing a small piece. So I have to just, there's examples for doing stuff like that. I just have to read up on it. But yeah, displaying the current position bar will be provided that my whole calculations of like where we are in time here are all correct. I mean, that's just something that isn't tested so far, but it should be. So the general concept, will you two just keep on working on improving the information density measures, or do you think there'll be a point when you say, well, that's it, we have an information density score, and we'll be looking for something else to do, or?
I'm pretty sure that I can always find something to improve there. So I mean, if you need me to work on something else,
I don't actually, at the moment, I don't see how many people can work on the programming anyway.
Right now, it's really much
No.
As soon as I've finished all the meetings, I think there's not that much to do unless I get some evaluation method. But that could be quite difficult. I would have to tag some part of it or something. Because if I can't evaluate, I can't do any better. Because I don't know how to do better if I don't evaluate anything. Yeah, he's really keen on that, isn't he?
Well, I guess, I mean, I was a bit pissed off yesterday about that part, because it was sort of just like a decision we had taken to say, okay, we've been talking about evaluation in the first report, there's nothing new we can say about it this time. And I thought we said that in the meeting before we wrote the report. And then he came back with his little criticism saying like, oh, you didn't say anything about evaluation, and then, yeah, but we did it in the last report, we said we're not going to go, oh, but now I expected it in more detail. And if that translates to 80%, like if those actually translate to really like their percentage scores, then that would be good.
I think it is. That's the first 16%.
10% each. Yeah.
They were 40% each, and this is how they became 60%. And what?
That's all right.
Okay. Well, how much do you think they were?
Yeah.
But also, it just means that it's relatively lenient, because, I mean, the reports were good reports, but, like, probably somebody else wouldn't have said they were excellent, so that's a good sign. It shows that you don't hell-bent on
them.
Yeah, but it's...
Then you'll see the final display, and you realize that like, for me personally, I think a lot of work will be done in the last minute in this specific case. That's not a new statement in general, but like the week just before the presentation, I have most of the stuff that I am doing now, I'm rid of it, including the dissertation, and Dill. So, gentlemen, if you got something like this and like this for all with your current data, would that help in? Sort of, I've been promising this for a while.
Yeah. Don't know if it's that. Yeah, it might be of help. Yeah.
Essentially, at the moment, I mean, it's pretty much just a question of copying it over, right?
It's just doing an easy task.
It's not essential though, I think.
Or that, yeah. So we can do that today.
Probably. Yeah, the thing is, it doesn't really make sense to go for anything that helps us. It's more like an option to set the path.
Yeah, but why
but
do
it
you
reads everything just from one file.
Yeah, no, sure. Like it would not necessarily need to be a part of the final thing, but why don't we just provide some means, even if it does it automatically in the beginning as a startup option, just to ask for a file name. Then we can just publish a script that you just run and then this whole thing starts. You know what happened to me today? Like, I forgot about the, well, I'm not sure if we had that problem before, finding the Java media, the Java X media stuff on all
oh
the
yeah,
Java
that
there.
Did happen.
Yeah, I was like suddenly panicking at 11 when I realized, God, I just thought it would be fairly straightforward to get it going here. Yes, yeah, so if we do a workflow which automatically opens up a file open box, you're, yeah, so you're automatically producing the right format with this, with just per utterance.
Per utterance, I print the utterances and the ID, no, the ID of the utterance and the measure.
Treating a whole series as one thing, so like creating one file for the whole series that gives the IDs from top to bottom and.
Or even just the entire code. That's what Colin's file is.
I shouldn't make too much difference. If I just take a file or where one meeting is in or concatenate all those, should be too bad.
Where do you think you can produce something like that? Like, I think we should go for like for one group, not for the whole corpus.
No, I think it makes more sense to go for the whole corpus because the IDs and gaps and stuff in them otherwise. It means you have to read through the list of utterances when you compile them all the way down and over and over and over again.
No, no. But Dave, yes, that's what I was thinking about. Like the second meeting should continue to the first one stopped, and for one group, that's true because it's sort of like their meetings, you know, like they're one meeting.
The main data,
like,
it's just like you need the numbers throughout the entire corpus.
Hmm?
Well, at the moment, when we've done the file, it's just got the unique numbers throughout the entire corpus.
The utterances. Okay, and that's.
And it makes more sense to do that anyway because that means you've got more flexibility with how you want to group them. And one thing you really don't want is ever to have two utterances that could potentially have the same ID.
But it just doesn't make sense in the logic why, sort of like, until here it's the meeting about this thing and then it's that thing and then it's this thing.
Yeah, but that's the point of the data manager, is to manage all that.
Could we just take the. Name each dialog at meeting dot dialog
it's not really much point because at the moment it's got quite nice property that the dialog back number also coincides with the array index number in the array dialog backs.
Where's that? Maybe we're talking like so your data manager, would that then handle the whole thing? Would that handle it that this would only like the display would only display one
you
group.
Could choose whatever you wanted.
Yeah, so if I mean I don't mind where it's done, so if the data manager filters it out and like I just think that in the logic of the program it's much easier to justify why we say we treat a series of meetings as one single
but
thing rather than
may not be interested in the same series each time. You might want to display all meetings that had a particular phrase mentioned. Those might not be the ones that we enumerated as one meeting, in which case you're going to have conflicting IDs and things like that.
But
if the data, if you give it the data manager, you can control any. just good practice, like it separates the data from the program logic. What you're talking about doing is embedding some of the program logic in the data.
But I see this two completely like I see each group is completely separate.
Yeah,
more of data that shouldn't
be forcing on you, so we don't have to.
Okay. But would it still like would we still in the logic of it still have continuous IDs if you say we take just one meeting? Like would the display for example still be able to just say I want from whatever from the first until the last and everything in between sort of end? And the data manager would then display that just for that meeting. Okay, well if that's possible, yeah.
Have you currently got continuous IDs for your topic segments? Oh, okay. I thought you had done all of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that what you've got? Because the different meeting series overlap. I think. I don't know.
You'd also say that it shouldn't be part of the importance measure if there's no F0.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to do the fusing of the different importance measures anyway, if that's done in the program or if that's done offline. Does anyone have a good idea, like at the moment to play around with it, what's a good way of displaying two types of information in the color display? I mean, there's probably logical ways, like if one is the darkness and the other is the redness or something. Has anyone ever experimented with sort of displaying two-dimensional information in color? Because then we could do adjustments and wears probably in the same scale.
You could use red, green, and blue to display up to three.
Yeah.
But we really want to display them separately because...
For now.
Might be interesting to the user though, just the word importance, maybe.
Yeah, I think
we should
assume a non-linguistic user. But I think probably for us, like in developing it, it would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll try the red, green, blue. Does anyone know about this hue and saturation thing? Like what? Nobody's done much color work. It's not a problem of doing it. Like I think
the trouble is that hue isn't a very sensible scale. Like it comes up to like red 2 or 3 times.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just take a look at the Photoshop color cube or whatever it is. Give color cube. Look at.
Or you could just split it into two blocks, I suppose.
Yeah. So we'll produce a version of this which opens up with a dialog box where you can select a file. Is that right there? Will you be able to do that? And then you'll get this type of display with a file. That's at the moment. So are we still talking about using that one meeting that everyone is using now? Are we talking but swapping.
No, there's no reason why I can't swap these things at right. There's a data set for it.
Yeah. So everyone should produce stuff for the whole corpus now?
Yeah.
That's
a
okay.
Sensible way to do that.
Okay. We need the explicit information about each meeting then, like sort of from which utterance to which utterance it goes and stuff.
Yeah, that's, well, it's not reading that in there, but that will be part of the data manager as well.
Is anyone
access classes all the time?
Is anyone providing that at the moment?
Yes, in your file, isn't it? There's each utterance, it's not one being associated with it.
Okay.
Okay, can we write one program that calculates all the for all our different contributions to the importance measure, the absolute data act numbers for the meeting? Because at the moment we like to use the numbers for each meeting separately.
Well, if you.
Yeah, but we should all use the same.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but as in, I just don't understand much how difficult it is to do different things. As long as everything's in the right order, it shouldn't, like, we should even be able to just ID it when you're reading it.
Well, we have got the index for converting from Vera's IDs to yours, so it shouldn't be a problem, should it? Yeah, I've done that for the correlation as well, so that was quite easy to do. Have you got that for? No, it's just for one meeting at the moment. Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, so if we email out a script on how to, like, load it, so yours would always be loaded in, I guess, like, there would only be one version of your data, and you could just overwrite the version if you want, but you wouldn't have a file open dialog box for that then. What would the option be?
Or just so you can configure the location of all the files as an option. But when it starts off, it should just read them from the default place.
Okay, but like, so make it an option which one it displays or which one it uses for the summarization, or?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I was just thinking so that both Jasmine and Vera could see their data working.
Well, of course, there's no reason why we can't make a development version that displays both. Has two in utterance windows and two graphical displays. I mean, obviously, we'd have to pick which one to send across.
Is that not getting too much?
To add another dialog app window is really easy.
So we would have, like, each of those components for Jasmine and Vera.
Well, I'd say if you could make a change to your thing so it could display like it in two halves, like the top half,
yeah,
the bottom half of the other.
Yeah.
Or maybe three actually. Maybe top half one, bottom half the other, and the third one an average that we can change the parameters for.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, I could easily No, I just have two of them not synced up.
But that also means.
Just for evaluating the data.
Okay. Because the dialogue, the display also gets the information about like the relative and the absolute time, so that would be convenient if that's just, if there's just one of that, because otherwise it's getting messy. So why don't we just make a swap instead? Why don't we make a switch instead, like?
Oh no, no, it's still good because.
I don't want to do like
yeah,
three,
no,
like
no,
three
no,
internal
no.
time scales, so it's just getting messy. Well, I guess really, I mean, like alternatively, why don't we go for the simplest thing, just create three scripts, or two scripts, which load a parameter, command line parameter, which is which file to load, and then it's just that.
No, hold on.
Okay.
And the others are all absolute real time, aren't they? That's what's displayed on that, the bar. It's real time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they would all be in the same time scale.
Okay. Would the others? You just have three summarizers and then they all sync up with one clock.
No, no, only one of them syncs.
Okay, the other one
so
is just a static dialog access box.
Because it doesn't really matter that they sync up.
Okay. Yeah, so we have three color displays, like three or.
Yeah. I mean, not in the final version. Just
no, no, sure. Or maybe to start with just two, like without even combining them in any specific way, just.
Yeah.
Just two. Yeah. Okay, shall we wrap that up? So, sorry, I'm imposing.
How easy would it be to make it?
You mean discontinuous?
No, like different measures to the display.
If I have to do it flexibly, then I probably, then it will not be significantly more difficult. But is it worth any effort though? I mean,
well, that's the thing, it is going to take more than like an hour or something, it's not worth it.
Because we'll never have more than two, and we'll never have, well, we'll either have one or two, so in the end. Because you don't have different versions of, well, but then also we'd have to find more sophisticated ways of loading it, specifying the parameters. So that might.
That's easy because one can take any number of parameters.
Yeah, but that would, so we'd have to have some dialog box for open stuff. It might be, it might take half an hour in the display, not more than that.
I need to make a minor addition to the data manager and the summarizer, but it's more or less ready to go.
But it might. I think it might not really be worth it, to be honest. Let's work on the other stuff first, like some of the other stuff, and just provide like something where each of them, just if there's a adjustment script and a bearer script, and they each can load their stuff and see their data in the thing. They each can see it summarized by their data, and the other one is the static one. That should be fairly easy to do, right? If I just double the display and you make a like non-synced up second dialog acts, and yeah, and then they can fine tune their measures. I think it would be cool if we could check the night clock code or whatever code it is for this component and see if we can access those rate things and do something useful with them and get notified when they change and stuff.
We could just make that rate be something completely different. Just disconnect it from whatever it's doing.
Yeah, I
and
think
then have that separate for the summary or something like
yeah,
that.
I think that's what we should do. So there, I think it's probably an easy task to read that rate, but it's probably more difficult to get an event automatically when it's changed. So that's why we might have to extend night clock and like override the function that reacted to that. Like, the rate is probably a property, which in the worst case we'd have to set public. But if you want to react to it being changed automatically, you might have to.
But it doesn't react to it being changed automatically. Only the actors when you press play.
So they have.
So you have to stop it.
Okay. Yeah, so it shouldn't, like, even if we have to extend night clock, I mean, it should just be a matter of changing one single method in it.
Yeah, we just disconnect it from wherever it sends the media player
yeah.
And connect it.
justify all sorts of stuff like that by in the presentation by saying we deliberately try to keep any complexity and numbers and stuff away from people. I think that's sort of a line we should go by in general, sort of saying, yeah, we could have done so many.
Take away the label to say -4 times as well. That's incredibly intuitive.
We don't want to confuse people. We give people something simple and colorful where something is moving and where they don't have to deal with any numbers or text or anything like that for that matter. In fact, that's why we've given you a picture of a dog sitting in a field instead of a meeting browser. It is nice that it calms people down.
So what kind of change will you impose on the summarization? Because if we find you, according to that, and it's not finished, it doesn't make any sense.
It won't make any huge change.
Okay. So at the moment you have got a threshold and everything that's above it is displayed, or how do you? Yeah, so it's some kind of threshold that is. So, okay.
Yeah. Shall we meet in an hour or so? We're probably going to eat something. Much done before reading.
Well, to be honest, like, it's a much quicker thing to get stuff done online, and it made more sense for us to divide up, spend a couple of hours dividing up tasks and then do them separately.
Okay, listen, so why don't we meet after 3 then? Because then I can, like, until 3, make sure that I have all the display.
Well, it'll be after 4 then, because I'm going to go at 3.
Yeah, sure, yeah. So we can meet at 5, and I have the display code ready by then, which does the stuff like having a bar where the position is and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
so meet say 5 to 7 actually at the time.
Yeah.
Because yeah, it's much quicker if we've both got it 7 in the week. Because when we've been working together, like, I've just not got a lot of time.
Yeah, that's true.
And like when I go home, I'll spend like the same amount of time getting loads.
Yeah. Yeah, so we can meet in 5 in Apple, at 5 in Appleton Tower and just work on. So I'll make sure that my display does all the stuff we can talk about until then. And then we'll put those things together.
It's all Java docs.
How the search interacts with the rest. So that's not something that Colin should just do. So.
If you want, if it's useful, I can have each utterance store a list of its words. And you could also hash those words, which isn't quite what you need because you want to be able to.
When do you have that? With each utterance of a spoken word?
I have that anyway, but it's in a file, so it's, I just could dump it into a file.
It's quite easy, you just write it to a device and open the string. It's about 4 lines of code.
Yes, I don't know if I can just do a dialogue now. It's what would happen then.
Which format would you like to have it?
I'm just taking, a dialect, X number, and then string of words.
Can we not give us